Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of HFS Unfiltered. We're going to talk about Global Capability Centers, or GCCs, the topic that is dominating the narrative of Indian IT-enabled services. And I'm delighted to have a super special guest with us today, Tanu Mukherjee. She's PepsiCo's Enterprise Leader for Process Excellence. Welcome to the show, Tanu.
Thank you so much for having me, Saurabh.
So Tanu, let's start with your journey. I think you've been at PepsiCo for what, 5 years, 4 years now?
Yeah, so a little over 4 years now, and I can already speak to about three pivotal moments that best describe the journey that we've been on, and more specifically, what it has meant for me. So I was a part of the founding leadership team that set up the legacy global business services for PepsiCo. And the question was straightforward: lay the foundation for a culture of continuous improvement, establish a process performance excellence mindset, and reduce the time to value for the work being transitioned across markets to our GBS locations. My next challenge was to extrapolate these practices to what is now our legacy global IT team. We doubled our numbers in a year. And at the same time, we were very, very focused on building cutting-edge capabilities across cloud architecture, legacy system modernization, hyper-automation, data engineering, and a pipeline for GenAI. This year, our pivot has been in bringing together the full potential of our strategy and transformation organization in our global capability centers to drive innovation and value, India being our largest GCC.
That is fantastic. So you've really moved along the spectrum of maturity and driving value for your organization. But tell me a little bit, right? You've been in this industry, both at PepsiCo and earlier with Accenture and some other firms. How have you seen this model? Because GCC is not a new thing, right? We've kept calling it in different. It's taken different avatars. We used to call it captives, then shared services, GICs, and now GCCs. How have you seen the model evolve over the last 10 years or so, and where do you think this is going?
It's a great question, Saurabh. And I believe the value proposition has also changed along with the names. So if earlier GCCs were all about creating centers of excellence, driving labor arbitrage, where today, I guess, GCCs are positioned as not only the growth engine, but they are the innovation engine. So, we've been riding on the cusp of AI evolution, and that's going to transform how we perform our end-to-end processes. GCCs need to continue to evolve as a growth engine that helps unlock value for the organization, whether it is through data, through process, through technology, and most importantly, people. People who have the leverage of bringing in outside-in experience and an ability to challenge the status quo, and also the expertise in driving scalability through standardization and automation. I think GCCs are able to unlock all of this as we move forward into the future.
So, Tanu, you hit on a couple of things that I wanted to pick on. One is AI, and you can't have a conversation today without talking about it. So let's talk about it. And first of all, when I talk to people, there's a lot of excitement, but at the same time, there's some anxiousness and trepidation around AI. So where are you on the boat? Are you excited or anxious? And where do you think AI can be leveraged in your delivery center, in your capability center to transform operations at PepsiCo?
Yeah. So I would say, I'm sitting on the, on the cusp of being positively optimistic. I feel that the full potential impact of AI on GBS is immense. The opportunity and responsibility are immense. We've been investing in identifying use cases, building capabilities across IoT, virtual reality, generative AI, predictive analytics, using machine learning. And we've been doing this across our make, move, sell value chains. We're extending these efforts to cutting edge innovations using copilots, using blockchain, and now even digital twins. With more than 85% of Gen X and Gen Y employees in our India Capability Center alone, it's not surprising that we've been contributing many ideas for our chairman's annual innovation challenge, with at least one team emerging in the top three over the last 4 years. So multiple use cases, huge amount of excitement in the employees in the India Capability Center to contribute towards this journey.
So you talk about the people and the talent a lot. And I think, look, we are in a people business at the end of the day. But I've seen, the trend shifting. And Tanu, I'll tell you my story, right? When I graduated out of engineering, my first job was as a software engineer. And, my parents were very proud of me. I don't know if they had low expectations or what, but they were proud of me. And I look at my nieces and nephews today, IT services is not their number one choice. They want to join a technology company, they want to join a startup, or they want to start up on their own, right? So what are you doing to make this career of being in a GCC attractive to our cream of the talent in India, who've got, frankly, a lot more options today than, you and I had when we were graduating out of colleges?
Yeah. It's a great question, Saurabh, because again, I think there is a little bit of busting of the myth that needs to happen. Today, I think every company, every organization is a technology company at heart. And every employee runs AI engines and contributes to AI models and contributes to, the whole tech innovation agenda, whether they know it or not, but they're a part of that journey. So I would say that it's very important that we should have more STEM talent in our in our center. And it's certainly more than what we had expected in the GCC of a 125-year-old global CPG giant. I mean, it would be safe to say that 80% of our talent has at least one technical certification and many, many digital skills that they apply daily. So we hired close to about 200 computer science graduates from college in the last 3 years. And today they are working on some of the most innovative, cutting edge projects and they're already contributing to the organization's business outcomes. So I would say that we've been on that perpetual, roller coaster of being a startup, of having that entrepreneurial spirit in the GCC from the word go. And it's just accelerating day by day.
No, that's fantastic. And I think related to that talent question, Tanu, you were talking about how your model and the overall model has shifted from labor arbitrage to more of, skills arbitrage. And, when you look at PepsiCo's own journey, you're sort of driving technology arbitrage in a way, right? Out of India. What's driving this shift, right? What's behind this shift? Why this sudden explosion in GCCs over the last couple of years? And what can we do? What can others do to sort of accelerate this move from beyond just labor arbitrage and skills arbitrage to really becoming the innovation powerhouses for the organization?
Yeah, I think we're sitting in a very, very interesting times, Saurabh. And 10 years ago, when someone said that, 2030s, 2025 onwards, India and China are going to be at the, helm and center of all the innovation agenda, the growth agenda for the entire world, it seemed a little implausible. But today we're already there, and I think we've really accelerated our journey. I mean, think about it. We're the country to have embraced UPI like no other. We were the talk of the town in the recent G20 summit. the activation of digital literacy at the grassroots level, acceleration of tech orientation, starting from students as young as primary graders today to exploring drones, robotics, gaming, and then right up to the 1.5 million tech graduates who are passing out from college every year. I think we have the suitable DNA to transform the future. We have the right elements. We have a significant opportunity to continuously reskill and upskill. We need to embrace AI. We need to embrace data literacy, the mixed reality spectrum, and more. There is a widening gap to fill with quality over quantity. So I think the big questions for us to solve, or the big, the sticky problems for us to solve, will be how do we approach challenges with a growth mindset, with a spirit to disrupt, to reinvent, and by being more mindful of the global business models. I think we're very lucky that in our India Capability Center alone, we have a number of global leaders now who have teams spread across. So there's so much more hunger and appetite for global leaders to be based out of India. So how do you really then stay abreast with what's happening, not only from an India context, but from an overall global context? How do you remain alert to the changing consumer needs and the consumer trends, not only in our own geography, but then across multiple geographies? How do you ensure high standards of customer expectations are met? And for that, I think we have to be much more outward looking in order to be able to scale fast.
You know, that's a fantastic point. It's not just about content, but it's also about context and the global context to really scale this further. Look, Tanu, this has been a fantastic conversation, but before I let you go, I wanted to ask you this. You know, imagine you had a magic wand and you could make one challenge, or you could make one wish come true. What would that be?
Okay, so this is a very, very tall order. You know, so if we want to become a $5 trillion economy in the next 3 to 5 years, we have to awaken the 50% of our population that is not awakened as yet, right? So right up to tertiary education, I was reading some research recently, 43% of the students are women. But by the time they get into corporate careers or any kind of STEM careers, it's that number falls to about 18%. So where are we losing, you know, this great talent that has potential, and how can we really nurture this talent? How can we provide them that mentorship, that support in order to be able to grow? What are those changes that we can bring in order to ensure that women are not only visible in the early talent segment, but also right up to the boardroom representation? Like I said, it's a tall order, but I truly believe that we can do it, and we can contribute significantly to help India achieve her dreams.
No, that is fantastic, Tanu. And imagine how great the India value proposition, how great the India story is, even though we've not ticked all the boxes. You know, we've got a large swath of population, as you mentioned, which is still not being tapped. And imagine if we can actually do that, India will truly become a global powerhouse. Look, Tanu, this has been a fascinating, fantastic conversation. Congratulations on what you've done and what PepsiCo has achieved. And hope we continue the dialogue.
I'll take a bow on behalf of the organization. I truly believe that this journey has been phenomenal. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Saurabh. I wish you all the best in your research as well.
Thank you.